Now, it's On the Wine Road Live with Jeff Davis, brought to you by Jackson Family Wines, your winestore.com.
Good afternoon. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Yes, I'm on the mic. Michelle Marquez is on the board. And we are honored to have Jackson Family Wine CEO Rick Tigner joining us today. Welcome in, Rick.
Glad to be here, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Of course, at Jackson Family Wines, there are many things that we could be discussing today, but the topic we're going to focus on, as one many people are going to be thrilled to hear about, and they've already possibly heard about it, concerns a really good job. And Rick, you know, this is one of the most incredible, dare I say, incomparable opportunities I have ever heard about. So before we get into the complete package, although we just heard about it briefly a minute ago, fill us in on this opportunity at Murphy Good Winery.
Thanks, Jeff. You know, to me, it's very exciting. You know, we're looking for an ideal candidate who has really a passion for being in the wine business, and hopefully they like, you know, drinking wine and being around wine. And so what we're doing is we have like a four-month nationwide search for an individual, and maybe even more than one, because we've had such a huge amount of applications already, who really want to live out their ultimate dream, you know, in the wine industry. And really, as we talked about this campaign before we started it, you're like, look, we had a difficult last 12 months. I mean, everyone has. So a lot of families have had setbacks. And for me, this is just an opportunity for someone to create, you know, a new career in the wine space, or maybe pivot from the industry that they're in. You know, lots of people that worked in restaurants last year, and we sell lots of wine to restaurants, you know, they might have lost their job and they're looking for, you know, a new opportunity. So, you know, it couldn't be a better time, you know, in America, really, to find a new candidate who wants to actually, you know, be in the wine business and have a passion for it. And Murphy Good is the perfect place to come.
Right. I did not know that Jackson Family Wines presented a similar program back in 2009 after the economic downturn. So the recent pandemic inspired you to do this once again.
You know, Jeff, it really did. And, you know, in 2009, if you go back, you know, the economic downturn is what they called it. A lot of people were unemployed. And so at that time, we were actually looking for a specific kind of person, too. We were looking for somebody like a social media person, an influencer, because, I mean, heck, the iPhone was only created in 2007. So the whole idea of, you know, social media and Facebook and Instagram was just getting started. And so
right.
We found great people during that process. And we talked about it maybe 5 years ago, and maybe it didn't work. But, you know, after the pandemic, we're like, this is the time to bring this back and create really good positive energy when there's so much bad news, you know, in America today. Everywhere you turn on the TV, you know, there's bad news. So how do we create positive energy? So it couldn't have come at a better time. And really the response from the community and the media has been overwhelmingly a success.
Right. So. And good for you. And this package you'll be awarding is certainly will be a boost to someone's future and most likely change their life. So why don't you tell us again what this person who you choose will receive.
You know, what a great opportunity, because right now as people, they've lost their jobs or they're underemployed. So could you imagine making $10,000 a month, you know, doing a job that's going to be fun and exciting and never changing? And then on top of that, one of the biggest expenses you have is really the housing. So we're going to provide free rent and live in a great town called Hillsburg for a whole year. And then really, Jeff, you know, maybe the icing on the cake, you know, we're going to give you, I think it's like 30-plus cases of wine, so a year's supply of wine, of Murphy Good wine, to enjoy with your family and friends and neighbors, and I think it's really exciting. So I think the perks are amazing, and I can't wait to meet the person that gets the job.
I think, you know, Michelle was telling me before we got onto the radio show today that she's going to actually quit her job for this.
Because Michelle, you should. This would be awesome.
She would love this opportunity.
I remember it was Hardy Wallace who won back in 2009, who was the person who came on to join you guys?
Hardy Wallace won. And yeah. You think about a person now 10 years, maybe 11 years later, he's very successful in the wine business. So this was a pivoting point for him.
Absolutely.
And so
yeah.
I truly am hoping that we meet more folks like Hardy going forward.
Yeah, that's the neat thing about this is, needless to say, it's going to lead to an entirely new future in the wine industry. It's not going to just be come over here for a year, we're going to take care of you, then go back to what you were doing before. This could be the whole new future for them.
It really is. And so, like, But the thing about the wine business is people think about, you know, you're going to come out here and learn how to make wine, right? Or you're going to learn how to, you know, work in the vineyards. But we all know, because we live in this community, there are so many more jobs and career opportunities in the wine industry than just making wine or growing wine. You know, so if somebody is into finance and they want to come out here and be in the finance team, that would be great. You know, if somebody wants to be in marketing, that would be great. If somebody wants to work in hospitality, you know, at the Murphy Good Tasting Room or be a part of our events team, that's an opportunity. So you're right. It's not just going to be a one-year stint. This is going to be a long-term career path.
I was thinking, too, people who are into science and chemistry, working in the lab, plant biology would be great for the vineyards. You're so well-known at Jackson Family Wines and Kendall Jackson as for your culinary program.
Yeah, when you think about all the people that lost their jobs in the restaurant space, what a great opportunity. And really also what Jackson Family Wines is known for, and you kind of almost said it, is sustainability and resiliency. And so if you want to talk about how to, you know, be carbon free and carbon neutral, we have a lot of initiatives. So you may come in and you might start off on the marketing team, but then you have interest of being on the sustainability team and helping us reduce our carbon footprint. So many opportunities at Jackson Family Wines, and the Murphy Good brand is just a good place to start.
Yeah. You're going to be asking applicants, what do they see their day-to-day job working for Murphy Good? How will they see that? How will they envision that? What will it entail? So that's one question you're going to ask the applicants.
Well, first of all, the sky is the limit. That's what I tell people. But you know, when they first get here, they're going to hang out with a guy named Dave Reddy. And so Dave Reddy's father is one of the original three partners of Murphy Good. So you're going to get to know Dave, work in the winery, see how the wines are made. You'll spend time in the vineyards, and you'll understand the process that it really is from the grape grows a great wine. And then you'll get to know the people in our company, and you'll find a passion for whatever your interest you have. We just want to capitalize on that. And sometimes I tell people is, I'm looking for somebody who brings us new ideas and new information and new ways to do things. Because everyone comes with a history. And I've always said it takes all kinds of people to make a world, right? Well, it takes all kinds of people to help run our company and be a part of our enterprise. And so, really, it's exciting. And for me, it's a wide net. You can come in with one aspiration and maybe have another aspiration, and your pathway will change.
Yeah.
But the one thing I'm going to guarantee this person is going to be fun.
No doubt. Now, when I first heard about this being a national search, I didn't think it would include those from Sonoma County, but it is open to anyone over 21 in the U.S., even those authorized to work here from Canada.
Yeah, so here's the answer. Possibly you're in the wine business. Maybe you do live in Santa Rosa or Sonoma County. You should apply, and I think that would be great to find a local person who comes from our own backyard. That would be great. However, you're right. It's a nationwide search. Somebody could come in from New York or Maine or Vermont or, like you said, Vancouver, and they have the ability to work in America. So it's a pretty wide net. And, you know, it's amazing. Our public relations team has done a great job. I think we've had like 3 billion impressions. And so, you know, for me, this campaign is a little bit what I call a pebble in a pond, right? We threw it out there, and the ripple effects have been amazingly positive and exciting.
No doubt, because this is an incredible opportunity. He is Rick Tigner, the CEO of Jackson Family Wines. He and I will continue to discuss a really good job as On the Wine Road Live continues. Sponsored by Jackson Family Wines, yourwinestore.com.
Nestled in wine country, you'll find a wonderful senior community, Cogier of Sonoma and Rohnert Park, where resort-inspired amenities and a friendly hands-on staff give personalized attention to make residents' life more enriching. Move into one of their recently renovated homes and enjoy contemporary features for exceptional value in Sonoma County. Every home with a full kitchen with stainless steel appliances, well-lit living rooms, and cozy bedrooms. For total peace of mind, their professional team is happy to help with housekeeping, laundry, and concierge. Also, the assisted living option to enjoy assistance with mobility, hygiene, dressing, and dining. Cogier's nutritionist-approved meals prepared from farm-fresh produce are served in a lovely restaurant-style dining room. Schedule a virtual or in-person tour. Remember, for those near and dear, it's Cogir. Search online for Cogir, C-O-G-I-R, of Sonoma and Rohnert Park.
Calling all wine lovers, Murphy Good Winery has a dream job for you. Do you take life one sip at a time? Do words like Cabernet, Rosé, and Chardonnay just roll off your tongue? If so, then you may be the perfect candidate for Murphy Good's A Really Good Job.
At Murphy Good Winery, they're searching for one person to live out their ultimate dream job in wine country. They're asking candidates to pitch them their ultimate dream job. Whether that includes winemaking, marketing, culinary, finance, viticulture, the sky's the limit. They want to hear from you. Tell them your dream job.
A really good job comes with amazing perks, too. A foot in the door in the wine industry through a year-long job at Murphy Good, $10,000 a month salary, rent-free living in Healdsburg, and a year's supply of Murphy Good wine. Apply today at murphygoodwinery.com. That's murphygoodwinery.com.
Murphy Good, a really good job.
All the successes of tomorrow are the seeds of today. As Poppy Bank continues to grow, new customers blossom. With the expansion into San Rafael and Napa, Poppy Bank now has 7 branches dedicated to serving the Northern Bay Area and can tailor a package of products and services that exceed your specific requirements, the seeds that lead to your success. For additional locations throughout California, visit poppy.bank. We are committed to helping your business bloom. Member FDIC.
On the Wine Road Live continues on KSRO. Brought to you by Jackson Family Wines, yourwinestore.com.
I'm Jeff Davis, and my guest today is Jackson Family Wine CEO Rick Tigner. And as you've been hearing quite a bit, they're presenting a program called A Really Good Job. And you're hearing quite a bit about it because this is transformative. They're offering someone, anyone in the U.S. and Canada, a chance to work for a year at Murphy Good Winery, which includes a year's lodging, $10,000 a month salary, and a year's worth of Murphy Good wine. And Rick, one question I have for you at this point is, and you touched upon it briefly earlier, but how much do you consider is a year's worth of wine? Because, you know, what I drink in a year compared to what others drink may be vastly different.
Well, I think everything in moderation, which is the great thing about wine. But, you know, I think the way we did the math, it was one bottle a day. And so they're going to get basically 30 cases of wine, which is 360 bottles. But I think the goal of the 360 bottles is that you share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. You know, you bring the community together and you enjoy and have a good time. And I am really excited, even here in Sonoma County, as we've gone from purple to red to now orange. It looks like the governor today even mentioned that, you know, maybe all the color restrictions will be gone by the middle of June. So excited about restaurants opening, and I think the community has been very diligent about getting vaccinated and getting tested, and it's all going to pay off in the long term.
Yeah, one wonderful thing we have here living in wine country in Sonoma and Napa County is the great selection of excellent wine. So not only are they going to have a bottle a day of Murphy Good wine, but, you know, they're going to be one of buying other wines as well. So they're going to have plenty left over to hand out to friends and pass along and share at parties.
You know, the great thing about the wine industry is that we all drink everybody else's wines. I love to try competition wines. I enjoy wine, the ones that we make, and we make delicious wines. Right. And I always tell everybody, you know, Jackson Family Wines has more 90-point scores than any other wine company in the country. But it's exciting to live in really Sonoma County because there is such a vast array of wines and foods and culinary and just people. I think it's a very diverse environment. So I love it.
With the 44 brands that you guys manage, that's plenty to drink right there for sure.
Yeah. You know, the 44 wineries that we have, and I think we probably make like 700 or 800 individual items. So there's a lot to choose from in the wine space.
You keep Randy Ullum pretty busy, don't you? Your wine master at Kendall Jackson.
Randy Ullum is the wine master for Kendall Jackson.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I've now been with Jackson Family for 30 years, and I think Randy's been here for 29 years. So we basically came in together back in 1991 and 92, and what an amazing person Randy Ullum is.
So you had about 10 years with, or maybe even 20 years with Jess Jackson, huh?
Yeah, you know, I actually came to KJ, that's what it was called back in 1991, And I met this guy named Jess Jackson, and Jess Jackson had a vision back then. He was always talking back then about terroir. He was talking about it's a there that matters, the vineyard. He already was talking about artisan categories and really moving up the consumer into premium wine. So Jess was an icon. He's a founder of the industry. He was a mountain of a man. And so, yeah, I had a good fortune of working with him for 20 years before, you know, I became the president in 2010. So a spectacular human being Jess was.
And by 91, they were already bottling the Kendall Jackson Vintners Reserve Chardonnay, weren't they?
Yeah, back in 1991, I think that was about 9 vintages in. If you remember back in the 90s, you know, Kendall Jackson was the hottest brand, you know, for the entire decade of the 90s. And really, Kendall Jackson became the number one selling Chardonnay in America in 1991. And here we are 30 years later. Well, Kendall Jackson Chardonnay is still the number one selling Chardonnay in America. So that pretty spectacular.
Now, who doesn't want to work for a company that can boast that, you know?
Well, and just think about the opportunity for Murphy Good.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
The person who comes to work for Murphy Good and their really good job campaign, mm-hmm. you know, the sky's the limit as to what Murphy Good can be.
You kind of touched it upon earlier, but who do you see as the ideal candidate for your Murphy Good, the best, a really good job?
You know, I'm so excited about the world of diversity. I can't really say there's an ideal person in regards to that, but I always use the word passion. Mm-hmm. You know, I love people that are passionate about what they do. So if you love marketing, be in marketing. You know, I think the other thing I love about people, or maybe it's even sometimes a lost art, I love people that are curious, people that ask questions. And so coming in asking lots of questions, you know, why do we do it this way? Have you thought about doing it that way? So the person who's ideal is passionate and curious.
That's a good point, because a lot of people, I think, fear asking questions because they don't want to appear to be, you know, having a lack of knowledge. But, it, you know, you can't gain more if you don't ask questions.
I love curiosity. Sometimes people will fly in from Florida to interview with me. And at the end of the interview, I'll say, well, do you have any questions? And they'll say, no, I don't have any more questions. I'm like, you just flew 3,000 miles and you don't have any more questions?
Right. Well, applications are being accepted now through June 30th, and I guess you pick some semifinalists later in June. Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a four-month campaign. You know, I think that runs through June, and then in July we'll have a panel of folks that will, you know, have gone through literally the thousands and thousands of applications, and I think we're going to narrow it down to 10, wow. And then we'll pick one. But here's the hook already is that, you know, back in 2009 when we hired Hardy, he became the main candidate, but through the process, we found other great people that came to work here.
Oh, so, excellent.
So don't think for 1 minute that the one candidate who gets all the great benefits, you know, at some point, maybe there's a second, but at the same time, we'll find other great applicants through this process. So mm-hmm. That's also the exciting part of this.
And then the position, whatever that is, begins fairly quickly after the announcement of the winner, doesn't it?
Well, you know, the thing about the wine space is, you know, harvest comes whether you like it or not.
Right.
So, you know, the idea is you start around August 1st because that's kind of when harvest will, you know, kind of get kicked off this year. And at that time, we'll get to know your passion. And from there, like I said, the sky's the limit. Maybe you stay in winemaking. Maybe you jump over to, you know, being in the production facilities. Maybe you jump over to marketing. Maybe you like to be on the road traveling and selling wine. So, really, like I said 5 times already, the sky's the limit. Yeah. It's going to be super. I mean, here's the one thing I think about Murphy Good, and I say this sometimes. It's a serious wine. It's a serious wine. It's been around for 35 years. But the great thing about Murphy Good is we don't take ourselves so serious. And so mm-hmm. We want people to come to work at Murphy Good, be serious about wine, but also have a good time. So work hard, play hard.
How can people apply for this incredible opportunity?
I think they go to murphygoodwinery.com, mm-hmm. and there's an application. I think you hit apply, and then what you do is you create a video and be yourself, you know, be passionate and curious, but be yourself and make it fun. And so because if you're going to apply, and we already have 3,000 or 4,000 applications, you know, you want to be able to stand out, and it's very exciting for us.
What a job it's going to be to pick the list of the first few applicants, you know, to choose from.
I've already seen like 300 because I get them sent every day to me, like a dozen or 20 of them. And some are super funny, some are kind of boring, some are interesting. But the good news is people out there are what I look for. They're sincere. They honestly want to change their lives or pivot their careers and come into the wine space. So that's what I'm excited about, is finding that sincere, passionate, curious person who will make a difference in our company.
Great. Well, Rick, thank you for all the beneficial aspects Jackson Family Wines is bringing to the industry, from environmental stewardship, incorporating remarkable culinary programs, allowing wineries to acquire that you acquire to continue what they do best, and bringing some of the best wine in the world to the market.
That's been a pleasure.
And I do have to also point out how fun this is, because it also puts a spotlight on Sonoma County. And we've been hurting with the wildfires, and this is a really fun way to refocus on Sonoma County itself with this really good job.
we promote Sonoma County a lot in this campaign, because I'm on the same page as you. Yeah. We need people to come visit us.
Right. Rick, on a personal note, as someone who lost a grandmother to Parkinson's disease, I want to thank you for your time and efforts as a board member of the Michael J. Fox Foundation, and they have made great strides in the search for a cure.
Yeah, you know, it's been a long journey, actually. My wife, who has Parkinson's, you know, she's had it for almost 20 years, and you know, our goal has always been to find a cure. And even if, you know, what we find doesn't help my wife, I really do hope that, you know, future generations will benefit from either us finding a cure or finding ways to improve people's lives who have been infected by Parkinson's. So, but thank you for bringing that up.
The fact that she has lived 20 years, you know, my grandmother maybe made it through 5 years back in the 80s when she was diagnosed with the disease. So already, you know, great strides have been made. And you look at Michael J. Fox himself. I mean, boy, he's really hung in there, and he's doing an excellent job promoting the foundation as well.
He's really been amazing. Him and my wife are like kindred spirits. You know, the one thing they love each other is they love rainbows, and they love double rainbows. And so we met Michael J. Fox probably in 2010, and that's when we made a commitment to fundraise, you know, for the campaign. And I think Wendy and I, we've raised now somewhere over $5 million for Parkinson's research. So it's been an interesting journey.
Excellent. Well, my guest today has been the CEO of Jackson Family Wines, Rick Tigner. Thanks to Michelle Marquez for running the board. And by the way, if you see some cyclists out there on West Side Road or around us, Sonoma County, one of those could be Rick. So please drive safely.
Yes. Are you going to be doing more rides for fundraising for the Michael J. Fox Foundation?
Oh, yeah. So we started the Tour de Fox bike ride like 5 or 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. It raises about $700,000 to $1 million a year. But unfortunately, last year with COVID, we did not do it. Yeah. We did a virtual ride across the country, which worked out well.
Wow.
We will not do one this year. But the plan would be in 2022, if everything stays the way we think they're going to stay. Yeah, we'll bring that back in August of 22. But thanks for asking.
Rick and his team are looking for you to sign up for the really good job, $10,000 a month salary. Go to murphygoodwinery.com. You can also find Murphy Good on Instagram and Facebook. They also have references to the program, and we wish you all great luck in those who are going to sign up and hopefully come out here and have an incredible job in the wine industry, which is one of the most fun things you can do in life.
Yeah. Rick, did you mention how many entries you've had so far at this point?
We've had over 3,000 or almost 4,000 now. So we had no idea that it would kind of go viral.
Right.
And, it's been on like the Tonight Show. It's been on a lot of different shows, radio shows as awesome as yours. But yeah. I mean, really the response, because be honest with you, people are looking for good news.
Yeah.
You know, and they're looking for a heartfelt story. And this one just seemed to work right at the right time. So far, so good.
And how does it compare to then in 2009 when you ran this before? Was it the similar kind of response?
No, we were very happy then. I think we got like, you know, 20 million impressions back then.
Uh-huh.
And we got, you know, maybe, you know, hundreds of applications. So when you look back
now,
PR team, and they say we had 3 billion impressions, I'm like, that would almost be impossible. But
How are your servers still up if you with a billion impressions?
Yeah, it's just, like I said, every one of your listeners is an impression.
Right.
So today, hopefully all the folks that heard the story today, they'll pass it on to their family and friends, and you know, this train will just keep on rolling.
Yeah, I'm not going to say on air, because of course my bosses might be listening, I'm not applying. Wink, wink.
I'll look for your video.
Right? Oh, this is so much fun, and I love that it inspires a bit of creativity as well in people. You're looking for people to wow you with their passion and their curiosity. I love that.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Rick, we appreciate your time and joining us and sharing the news. And congratulations on this incredible opportunity. And good luck in picking one or several people to come work with you at Jackson Family Wines.
All right. Thank you. Be safe.
This is On the Wine Road Live, sponsored by Jackson Family Wines, yourwinestore.com. I'm Jeff Davis. Have a great week. I'll catch you Saturday at 1:05 here on KSRO.